Coast Radio News Watch. The truth verified.
Well, residents in Wentworth, south of Durban, are in shock after a shooting that has left two people dead and several others, including children, injured. Private security companies responded to reports of gunfire on Heim Street just after 9:30 this morning. Paramedics say one child and an adult were killed. Seven people were wounded. Dion Varco was at a nearby filling station when he heard gunshots.
Well, firstly, I was close to the scene. So I didn't witness what happened, but it was automatic gunfire.
He says there have been shootings all week, and today was sad with a child losing their life.
No, it's sad. It's sad. But you see, when it's automatic gunfire, I don't even think that they can control, because it's big guns. They're using heavy caliber weapons. They're just spraying. They're spraying automatic gunfire at random. So whoever's in that area is going to get hit.
Community activist Andre Debrain has visited the scene and believes the attack is gun-related. He says residents are deeply traumatized.
I sympathize with the community of Heim Street. It's not even a squared 300 meters of blocks of flats. I can only imagine the trauma that they're going through. And you just see people holding their, they've got their both their hands over their ears. Nobody wants to talk. Everybody is looking dazed. I feel for them. I can only imagine the pensioners that are living in there, and the young children. And there's also a lot of students that are not writing today. When the students don't write, they stay at home. I can only imagine what they're going through.
President Cyril Ramaphosa says he will hand over the G20 presidency to the US delegation, even if it means placing the documents on an empty chair should President Donald Trump or any US representative fail to attend. Speaking during a cleanup campaign in Kliptown, Soweto, Ramaphosa said South Africa was committed to continued engagement with Washington. He says the U.S. is a vital trading partner despite recent diplomatic tensions.
I don't want to hand over to an empty chair. The empty chair will be there, probably symbolically hand over to that empty chair and talk to President Trump and say, even though you are not here, I am now handing over to you. The G20 continues, whether they are here or not.
The UN says the bloodshed in the Sudanese city of El Fasher is a stain on the world because it's failed to halt the violence. The war between Sudan's army and the paramilitary rapid support forces has killed tens of thousands of people and displaced nearly 12 million more, and has also triggered one of the world's worst humanitarian crises. The violence has escalated dramatically in recent weeks, with the RSF seizing control of the key town of El Fasher after an 18-month siege. And there have been reports that the atrocities are multiplying. UN Rights Chief Volker Turk says they have warned repeatedly about the siege and the spread of famine, saying people have been reduced to eating animal feed and peanut shells. He was speaking before an urgently called special session of the UN Human Rights Council about the situation in the city. Durban and Richards Bay, both high of 23 this afternoon, Pietermaritzburg 22. The top story this hour, residents in Wentworth, south of Durban, are in shock after a shooting that has left two people dead and several others injured, including children. Go to ecr.co.za for the latest news. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.